One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, welcome back to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today we've got a very sweet episode. It's all the wholesome stories, and I'm joined by two of my friends, Courtney and Angela. How's it going?
We're good. We were told we might cry today.
Yeah.
We were warned we're going to cry.
And I'm trying really hard right now to be wholesome. We're being so wholesome.
I'm making a hole with my hand.
I'm trying not to be chaotic and stupid.
But that's your brand.
Hey! This is going to be good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be a good time.
As always.
We'll see who cries first.
Happy updates?
Who knew?
Who knew?
This first title almost made me cry.
Uh-oh.
All right, are we ready?
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
No. Don't read it. Okay, this first story comes from the Too Hot Takes subreddit, as well as the Casual Conversation subreddit. Shout out to Morgan over at Too Hot Takes. Got hearing aids today and cried because my cat purred.
Oh.
Oh my God. We're so fucked, cool.
I know, I think we are fucked. We're screwed.
Okay.
Let's ride, dude.
I, a 31-year-old woman, began to lose my hearing about 10 years ago when I was in the military. My husband and I got a cat about 5 years ago. I've never owned a cat before, so I had no idea what kind of noises they made besides meow, so I had no context for what to expect when I heard my cat purr for the first time today. I was laying in bed, and he jumped up next to me and snuggled into my armpit. I started to feel him vibrate like he always does, and then I heard it. I was so scared at first. I didn't understand what the sound was. Then it clicked. Purring isn't just vibrating, it's a sound. I can hear it. My cat has wandered off now, but I keep bursting into tears just thinking about his purr. I've never heard a cat purr before, and it's so sweet. There's this ethereal quality to it I can't even describe. It has this rhythmic pattern to it. It's all nasally, but low and fluttery. My husband and kids are sleeping, and I don't want to wake them up, but I'll tell them in the morning, I just wanted to share this joy I'm feeling with someone now. Also, I've been amazed at quite a few sounds I didn't know I was missing. I forgot when you rip paper towels, they actually make a rip sound. I heard the fan in the living room. I can hear the clock above my desk ticking. Turns out I have no idea how to whisper. My own voice sounds so strange. Consonants sound strange. The water running in the tub when I was giving my toddler a bath last night sounded so loud. I can't wait to hear more.
Aww. That's so special.
I am dead.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
They actually recently came out with some new research on house cats and purring and how, like, it's actually a phenomenon that they can do that because big cats, that is normal because their vocal cords are so big that creating a low frequency like that is normal. But since these cats are so small, they're like, actually, this is really fantastic
wow.
that they're able to do that. Yeah, so that's funny. And then also, I've heard stories about people who didn't realize like their hair made sound when you brush it and stuff.
That's wild.
Oh, that's like, got to be so cool for life.
Connecting to an animal's, like, sound. Like, okay, my dog doesn't bark at all, and once I heard him bark and I just started sobbing.
Aww.
And that's what I was like, I don't know, that's very different, but I was like, wow, it's kind of like hearing your kid's first words when they're like, wow, you made a sound.
Yeah
and it's so, oh my God,
it's very sweet. I relate to this because our cat Bones, he wakes me up like very early in the morning if I'm not like in the right position in bed, because he likes to get up and curl up right here and sleep.
And is he
and
going?
He purrs. He purrs the whole time.
Full. Yeah, he's blasting off.
Yeah, but he'll meow at me until I like move and
it's
like lay
so
in the right
funny.
Way so that he can get in there.
Every single morning?
Pretty much every morning, yeah. early. Like, it'll be like 4 or 5 where he'll wake me up. And then he'll get there, and then I'll wake up 7 or 8, and he's still there. So he'll sleep for hours there. And he does the thing that I've seen a lot of cats do where, like, he'll walk up and then, like, slam, you know? Like, they kind of, like, plop into you. It's very sweet. Some comments here. Just wait until you hear tree leaves flutter in the wind. OP said, and I'm sobbing again. I haven't even thought about that sound in years. I wonder how long it's been since I heard leaves rustling. Someone said, now I'm crying with you. I really do take such simple sounds for granted. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'm going to go into my backyard and just listen. If you haven't yet, open the windows tomorrow morning and hear the sounds of the birds in the distance, and maybe your cat will chirp too. It's a funny noise if you haven't heard it from your boy yet. Someone said, this is so sweet. I'm hard of hearing and wear hearing aids in both ears. I had a similar experience when I got my first pair. I kept hearing tires hitting the pavement while my parents were driving, or when I heard rain for the first time, and it was a whole new world. Different sounds will continue to amaze you. Enjoy it. It's such a cool experience. So exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is also what she said. Did she say something about, like, thinking that the purr sound was weird before she lost her hearing?
She just thought it was like a vibrating thing that she didn't realize.
Yeah,
it was a sound.
She said she started losing her hearing 10 years before. I am a little curious that she just never heard a cat purr before that. But if she never had a cat and was never close to a cat, maybe you just never really experienced it.
What's special about that, though, is like that sounds that we may not think are beautiful, when you lose them, they come back. And it's just like the joy of being alive. It's just the sound. Rather than like a good, pleasing sound, it's just like a sound.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I get that. I also relate like in other senses too. Like sometimes when you stop and just kind of like look at stuff and you're just like, oh, wow, everything's so vibrant and crazy looking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
Very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. I am secretly my boyfriend's live stream viewers. This comes from True Off My Chest. My boyfriend has just started streaming, and he seems pretty excited about it. He didn't buy a whole setup yet, but live streams whenever he is on. I streamed briefly and know how hard it is to get viewers. I open multiple private browsers on my personal laptop, work laptop, and phone. This way, I can have his stream going, and it counts as multiple viewers.
Oh.
When he saw 4, he was stoked. It's only 4 viewers, but he was so happy. There's very little in this world right now that can cause that genuine happiness and expression. I sit on the other side of the couch with the volume down on all devices and just pretend I'm doing schoolwork. Edit. Wow, I appreciate the kind comments. I haven't shared his link because the purpose of this post was to get something off my chest and not farm subs. I believe he is capable of it on his own. It's just to keep him motivated, and I have already shared with friends and family. I also don't want him to find out. He plays Warzone/Vanguard. Perhaps you'll come across his stream in the future. He streams on Twitch. I give him 4 viewers, not 1,000. This is something I've literally done for the last 2 weeks. Do not tell me I have copied and pasted. I have no reason. Also, thank you for the awards. I'm fairly new to Reddit, and I enjoy this community.
Wow.
That came from came from over a year ago, so I wonder what the status is now.
It was Ninja. Good for him.
My boyfriend, Kai Sinat.
This is sweet. We do this with Spencer here.
Yeah, we do that for Spencer.
And I really appreciate all the comments saying nice things about Spencer. Yeah. We know.
That's us.
He's actually a piece of shit, but I'm glad we make him feel nice.
You do what you do for the people you love.
Yes, exactly. comments on this one. Final words on your deathbed to your boyfriend/future husband. I was all 4 of your live stream viewers.
Oh, my God.
Someone said, you can tell him that you were his viewer, supporter, fan, and lover. Someone said, on one hand, it's sweet and very supportive of you, but on the other hand, I always wonder what their reaction would be if they found out. There's no harm in doing so, but depending on the expectations, it would be akin to pulling back the curtains if it was revealed that all of his 4 viewers was just his girlfriend he was trying to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I mean, I personally would be super happy. Someone clearly cares about you if they're willing to go to lengths to make you happy. I think that's worth sacrificing the approval of 4 internet strangers. So lastly, someone said, I do this for my man, too. I've been doing it for a few months now, and slowly his following is growing. I got so excited when he got real viewers that I almost blew my cover. Yeah, I mean, also, I don't, you know, she's like, oh, I'm not trying to farm viewers, but it's like, dude, if you're trying to do it, like, that is literally, when you're starting out, you got to do whatever to get viewers.
Yeah.
I don't think that'd be a shame. It sounds like she did post his link somewhere though, so.
I remember.
That's the nicest thing.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid and like I did a lemonade stand once with my cousins.
A lemonade stand?
And my parents like I was a kid. Uh-huh. My parents were the only one that bought lemonade, and I was so fucking pissed.
That sucks.
I was like, it doesn't count if you know me. Oh, I need to sell lemonade to a neighbor who doesn't know me.
I think it's really sweet, because there's been stories where someone's like, oh, my partner streams, and it's stupid, and it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Like, if this is a passion of his, to support it. I mean, to support people's passions and hobbies and things like that is really great, to, like, nurture that.
Yeah, I like, you know, I do think about, like, if he were to find out, there is potential that he would be upset and distraught because he thought, like, you know, like, I wonder who these four people are. Maybe they're, like, some kid at home across the country, like, and so, yeah. But I would hope that, yeah, he saw the support in it, and it's very cute. And I see that. It's like, yeah, you're getting him motivated and making him excited about it. And, yeah, I bet his following has totally grown since then.
And not even just motivation, but, like, confidence, I feel like is important. Where you're like, oh, I have a couple people watching me, so I must be, and just that belief to be like, I'm worth it.
If anything, like, if she eventually tells him, once he gets some real viewers, like, he was learning to, like, be like, oh, there are people watching, I need to do this as if people are watching. And that changes things, and so it probably gave him a little bit of a head start
Absolutely.
Of, like, practice.
100%. Like, anytime I improvise with people who haven't really been improvising, I make sure to, like, laugh early a lot, because once they feel confident, then they start actually playing, and they, like, do stuff. So you, like, have to, like, foster that a little
bit. You're so nice.
You too.
No.
Wholesome. Ah.
Streaming is also, I think streaming gets such a bad rap. It's hard, man. Whenever we do it, it's exhausting.
Being by yourself.
It's really hard.
Yeah, no, Trevor talked about, he was trying to stream for a long time, and it is really hard. My little brother was trying to stream, and he was like, yeah, no, I would have to be streaming, like, 12 hours a day to try and cultivate any kind of audience. Like, he was struggling.
It's tough, man. It's just, like, I don't know. It's a weird type of exhaustion that I get when I do it. So props to people who are starting at the ground level and building up. It's really impressive. Next story. This comes from Relationship Advice and Am I the Asshole?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not baking much for my family? I, a 16-year-old boy, started dating my girlfriend 2 years ago. I also got super, super into baking around that time. I bake a lot. My girlfriend loves desserts, so I've given her a ton of stuff I bake, all kinds of different stuff. I often try to bake something new, and then she gets to try something new. I honestly love baking way more than eating it. My girlfriend is the opposite. Well, recently she gave me a scrapbook she made. She had counted everything I baked her, apparently, and she gave me this scrapbook after I baked her 100th dessert. It was filled with a picture of every dessert I've baked and pictures of me baking and her eating. Aww. She wrote a paragraph about each item I baked. She drew each item I baked as well. Each item was dated too. She had been working on this for 2 years. She also wrote a long letter in it on how proud she is for my baking hobby, thanking me for the sweets and telling me how much she loves me. It was the sweetest gift I've ever gotten, and I honestly cried. I showed my mom and sister, expecting them to think it's cute, but they were pissed. They were angry I've spent so much time baking for my girlfriend and not them. I just got into this habit, and I loved making my girlfriend happy as well, since she loves desserts. Should I have been baking for them more? Should I try to make it up to them? Did I hurt their feelings / make them think I care about my girlfriend more?
What in the world?
Okay. Hopefully, damn. I could see it being like a joke, being like, what? Like...
Yeah, like, damn, where were all these cookies from?
Yeah, but if they're like, genuinely pissed, then they suck.
Okay, I'm going to do something and argue the other way.
Okay.
Okay? Just for fun. Okay, what was important to me was that he was 16.
Yeah.
Okay? That when my brother was young, like that, in this teenager phase, he hated me and my mom. Like, he was, like, so, like... He just wasn't, like, sweet and lovely to us because he was, like, a teen.
Right.
And he thought that was weird.
Sure.
And then he got a girlfriend, and my mom and I were like, he is so nice to her.
Who is this man? Yeah.
Who is this? And he would be kind to her and buy her flowers. And my mom was like, I've never gotten flowers from you. And we made it about us. And then we quickly were like, okay, this isn't about us. Like, this is just him becoming, like... Like a partner, and
yeah.
Meanwhile, he would like throw his dirty socks in my face. You know what I mean? Like
sure.
And so, So I understand them going, you bake?
Yeah.
You baked
what
her
about
a,
us?
You baked her 100 desserts, but us, nothing?
Nothing? So I kind of get it.
2 years. That is surprising for him to be baking for over 2 years and to not once, like, bring a batch over to the old mother and sis.
Yeah.
But his reaction seems like he does care because he's like, should I have been baking for them more?
It's
like,
sweet.
He seems like he actually is kind of nice. He wouldn't probably write this post out if he really hated his mom and sister.
No.
You're so right, yeah.
I don't think he was thinking about it. Like, yeah, like with your brother, maybe he's just not really thinking about it like that.
Like when you're young like that and you're learning how to show love in different ways, like acts of service and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A bunch of comments on this. Can we talk about the girlfriend for a moment? How awesome is that? For 2 years, she tracked everything you made for her and put it in a scrapbook. Oh my fucking God, that is so sweet and made me tear up. And screw your family, you don't owe them shit.
Which is like, honestly, kind of, yeah.
Someone replied to that saying, to be honest, I might be a little hurt if my brother bakes stuff all the time for his girlfriend and not the fam, but I definitely would not be an ass about it. I would definitely look over that scrapbook and I would say something along the lines of, oh, this one looks amazing. Would you mind baking it for me sometime? Mm-hmm. Someone said, I think they have no room to be pissed. They don't seem to know how to communicate in a healthy way. A better thing for them to do would be to be proud of you for taking up a useful, nice skill and making your girlfriend happy, and then maybe being like, bake us some too someday. What I don't get is, if you've been very into baking and doing it a lot and for a while, like you said, have they not seen you do it not even once? Yeah. Have they not known that you've been baking? Because their reaction just does not make sense to me. If they knew and are just getting angry at you out of nowhere, that's not fair. If they didn't, it's still not fair. Now, they could have asked or you could have told them, but the point is, instead of blowing up on you like that, it could have been handled way better. Making up or not is up to you, but the first thing you should do is probably have a talk about it. Mm-hmm. Lastly, someone said, really awesome, both your girlfriend and your hobby. Your mom and sister are entitled to their feelings too. They are probably a bit hurt and jealous and feel like they are missing out on a part of you. This doesn't mean you have anything to make up to them, mm-hmm. of course, but since they have shown interest in this part of you, including them in it a bit, would be a nice gesture. Mm-hmm. Them expressing their feelings in a way that hurts yours should be addressed directly, and you should simply let them know you were really excited and touched by what your girlfriend did, and they brought you down and made you feel bad about something that was really important to you. Perhaps you understand now that they've felt left out, but presumably they had many opportunities to show interest in your hobby at different times, and maybe it just didn't seem that they were excited about it to you.
Yeah, I think that's
insane.
The best comment I've ever heard on Reddit.
Yeah, that was
a really good comment.
Because it's like, everybody loves baking, right? Not like the act of it, but, you know, we have two people here who are both named Courtney who bring baked goods. Neither of them are me. And they both bring delicious baked goods here all the time. Everybody loves that. But I also can see where it's like, doesn't seem like they are very interested in your personal interests or hobbies, which is common with a lot of parents where they just don't really realize that their kid has like stuff going on that they're
doing.
Oh my God, now I could totally picture if this was my brother to meet my mother, we'd go, what a nice book. Biscotti. A lemon cake. What about us? I totally can picture it.
It's food, though, you know? I love food.
Yeah. Damn. This is a very sweet relationship for 16-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. It's really sweet.
Very emotionally. I hope they go the long haul.
This is so sweet. She wrote it all down.
That's extremely wholesome.
She drew them.
She drew it.
She was like the British Bake Off book.
Yes.
You know, in the Great British Bake Off? When they draw the... I can't speak.
Today, the contestants will be trying to...
There's always a gorgeous drawing of what they're trying to make.
Now, I would look at the book and I'd just be like, a bit stodgy. A bit stodgy.
Okay, I need to make sure I can say it. The Great British Bake Off. Okay, yeah. I can say it.
Have you guys ever made something or received something very sweet and heartfelt from a friend or anyone that comes to mind?
Oh, man. I mean, not at that level. Obviously, you bake a lot, mm-hmm. and I get to reap the benefits.
Yeah.
Eat the baked things.
I think I love crafting. And, I mean, when I was in high school, I would make mixtapes for people and I would draw on them and make it pretty little.
Oh, there was one thing I made where I took, like, a big jar and I wrote, like, little funny memories for my sister of us and inside jokes. And I would rip them and then like fold them up really tight. And then I used to collect fortune cookie fortunes. I folded them up too. And I
put it in a jar.
Filled it up in the jar. And so whenever she was sad, she could pick
That's
one
cute.
Out. It, and it lasted her years.
It makes me think back on our friends, Olivia and Sid, who wrote the Smosh the sitcom, how for their birthdays they write like massive fan fictions
for each other. Yeah,
they write like dozens of pages of fan fiction for each other, and it's apparently the most insane shit ever.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
They spend months on it. I'm like, that's incredible.
I love their friendship.
Yeah.
Wait, but what about the really ugly thing I made you guys for your wedding?
That was not ugly.
It was so ugly.
No,
it's incredible. It's still in our cabinet.
So ugly.
No, she painted a wine bottle for us.
I painted a champagne bottle, and I remember texting Amanda going, "Does this look like an ass?" She goes, "No," because it is C, and it looked really bad.
It's
no,
still in our,
I love
it's still
it.
In our
we
cabinet.
Kept it.
It's still in our cabinet. Every time I open up to make coffee or something, I go, "Oh," and then I.
I like tried it, and then I didn't even get a good bottle of champagne to paint.
I loved it. We don't even know what kind it is because it's painted over. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
And it's perfect because we don't drink champagne, so we're going to keep the bottle forever.
It's the thought that counts.
It is.
It's great. Our next story comes from Relationship Advice. This is a 32-year-old man. My best friend asked if I would be her, a 30-year-old woman, if I would be her sperm donor for her surrogate. And I am in love with her, but she has no idea.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you okay?
I got the chills and like I felt like my boobs were gonna get off and run away for some reason. Like, I was like, whoa. Like, that was a really panicking, crazy thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't run away.
No.
Run. So for a bit of background, we met in college and have been best friends since then. We hooked up once years ago. It was a drunken exchange, and I honestly chalked it up to we were both drunk and in the right place. She got ovarian cancer that was stage 3 a few years back and survived and has been in remission. However, she had to have a complete hysterectomy. Mm. She had mentioned a year ago she was considering surrogacy. She had told me she planned to use a donor as she has been single for a while. Thing is, I am in love with her, and I have been for years, but she has no idea. I know at one point she had feelings for me, but I was seeing someone then, and out of respect for my girlfriend at the time, she never acted on it. I feel like before I give her an answer, which will be yes, I should tell her how I feel. I want to make her dream of motherhood come true, and I am honestly touched she thinks so highly of me, she wants me to be the father. Regardless of how she feels, I will still donate, and if she doesn't still feel the same way, I will love her as my best friend. Guess I am trying to find the best way to ask her and came to Reddit for advice. So how should I handle this?
Whoa.
Oh my God, I love that she's single right now.
That's crazy. I also, it's like, she totally, like, sorry, it's not spoiling because this is just what I think. She totally loves him.
Right? That's what I'm like, totally this is a movie. Loves him.
This reminds me of, like, the subreddit where dudes miss like the signals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's like, she's literally being like, hey, will you have my baby? And he's just like, I don't know what she's, I don't know if she's into me.
She's like every
will
part
you
about
have
you.
My baby.
Yeah.
You give birth to my child, mister?
She's like, every single part of you, like you physically, you emotionally, everything about you I want to have in a child. She doesn't know I'm in love with her.
She wants to, what the fuck? Some comments. This sounds like an old Jennifer Aniston film plot. I'm pretty sure this is a movie with, I think it's Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston. Someone said, OP, put your feelings aside for a sec and think about the choice this woman is making. She's presumably about to become a parent, and naturally there are many angles to this life choice that she's considered, except there's one angle she hasn't considered. You're in love with her. You're doing her a disservice by even considering not telling her that you're in love with her. It has a bearing on the situation. Bottom line is that she deserves a chance to consider all of the information surrounding her decision. That includes you, if you're part of the equation. Tell her how you feel. She deserves to know.
That's so true. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I've always felt that way. It sounds like he truly values her as a friend, which is different than what other stories where we've heard where a guy, like, finds out that the girl doesn't like him back and he's like, well, I don't want anything to do with you. Because, and or there's friends who have held onto their feelings for their friend that's a girl for so long or genders, like, changed up or whatever. But, like, it can come across dishonest that you've been being my friend for so long, but you've been secretly in love with me and like.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of complications. Like, it's a good thing that he's in love with her, because if he was just like a friend, him being the sperm donor, it's like, all right, so I'm still gonna know you and I'm gonna know your kid, but like, I'm not gonna take on the parent role. Like, I think that'd be strange as this kid grows up knowing like, oh, and he was the sperm donor, he's my dad. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that responsibility would eventually, yeah. I don't know, I'm just thinking about that. But we have an update.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
What did you say? So good.
Buy it now, smosh.com.
There's just cognac in that. Update.
Oh God, I hope he's your husband.
I hope they fuck.
I hope they fuck.
I appreciate all the feedback. Most of you were nice. There was a few idiots telling me I needed to be alpha and be more manly, but whatever. Jesus.
Go take a shower.
They just commented, oh!
Anyway, the consensus with my real life friends was I needed to tell her. We do brunch on Saturdays because she does yoga Sundays, so we met up this morning. I could barely eat, and she could tell something was up. She got worried, thinking I was going to say no or something worse, so by the time we took a walk, both of us were nervous wrecks. I sat her down and told her everything. How I realized I was in love with her several years back, but was too much of a chicken shit to come clean. I told her that I never said anything because I did not want to jeopardize our friendship. Her face turned white, and then a myriad of expressions came over her face. Then she started laughing till tears came down her face. I honestly was stunned. My stomach was in my throat, and I honestly thought that almost 12 years of friendship were down the toilet. Then she started crying, sobbing, really, and she lightly hit my chest. She laughed. She half laughed and sobbed that she was in love with me too, but she thought that it would also impede the friendship we had, and she wanted nothing to screw up what we have. We hugged, and I told her that there is no one on this earth I would want to have a child with but her.
Oh, stop!
Shut up!
Shut the fuck up, Jane! This isn't fucking funny!
We talked for hours. In fact, I just got home. We have decided that we want to focus on us for now.
Perfect.
I want us to be at that point that we can do it together. I know that this isn't a rom-com and that things could end up not working out for us in the end. However, I am pretty sure if there are such things as soulmates, she is mine. Thank you guys and gals for giving me the courage to tell her.
They're set.
There's one comment. It's an amazing feeling coming clean to someone you've been in love with for years. Took me 5 years to tell my now wife. Congrats, man. Take everything as it comes. Nothing is wrong or right from here. One tip, communicate always, and if you are unsure of anything, ask.
Oh, my God.
He goes, XOXO, Santa Claus.
XOXO, Santa Claus.
XOXO, the ghost of Mr. Rogers.
Wow. All right. I think they're set. They're gonna make it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, fucking done with this one. As in, like, I'm undone.
Yeah, she's done. Ugh. I think it's a green flag when you hear someone be like, and you know, like, and it might not work out, but for now, like, this is totally where it's at. Because they're trying to just appreciate the relationship, and then, like, I don't know. It's just a green flag to me.
Well, and you know, people, I think sometimes with this, they think, oh man, I wish I'd said something longer ago. But it's like, but you're probably in just the right place now.
Right.
Like, who you are now might work, and who you were 5 years ago may not have worked. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a good thing that it's happening at this point.
I'm so happy for them. Oh my God, imagine being in her position. It's like her, literally her wildest dreams are being said out loud to her right then.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
crazy.
That is crazy.
It's so funny how they both had these feelings and didn't say anything, but it got to the point where she was like, yeah, will you
be
the sperm? Can we have a kid together?
Yeah.
They had that decision lined up.
Yeah, I was going to say, weird way to slide in.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I love your vibes. Could you be the father of my kid? No strings attached.
Yeah.
I saw you from across the bar, and I really love your sperm.
You just seem like a sperm I'd pay for, so.
Okay.
It makes me want to tell the breakfast story.
Oh, yeah.
I was feeling feelings for this guy, and then But we were friends, and I was so worried that he was disgusted and weirded out by me. Like, I was so worried that he was uncomfortable, that maybe he could tell I was into him. So I literally asked him to go to breakfast just to tell him, like, you know we're friends, right? Like, I literally took him to breakfast to, like, make sure he, like, didn't think that I liked him. That was a long time ago.
And I remember being like, oh, shit, does she think I, like, hate her? Like, what vibes am I giving off?
This is the sweetest shit.
It was a different time.
It was very funny.
Yeah. No, I was so afraid. Like, I was so afraid of losing a friend that I was like...
You're like, I don't have any feelings. I just want you to know.
I just want to, like, even though you never asked, I just want you to know.
We're just
friends.
I'm not in love with you. These pancakes are great.
Yeah. Anyways.
These pancakes are really good for people who are not in love.
Yeah.
These are, like, good platonic pancakes.
Can I get the platonic waffle?
Can I get the platonic? Can I get pancakes?
That's
great.
Thanks,
guys, for having me.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Here.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, next story. This comes from Today I Fucked Up. Today I fucked up by freaking out my girlfriend's coworkers by taking her out to lunch. Last Friday, I had the day off work and decided to surprise my girlfriend at her job by stopping in to take her out to lunch as her shift was about done. She works at a very large and popular wholesale store that has hot dogs. She told me beforehand that I could come see her at work anytime and there would be no trouble. I walked in the front door and walked past the card checker girl. She did a double take and asked if I work there. I replied, no, I do not. I am here to see an employee. However, I'm looking for blank in blank. She sheepishly got her radio and said, management to front entrance, non-emergency. A manager with the largest tablet I've ever seen strapped to her arm walked up and I explained again why I was there. She called for my girlfriend on the radio, but she was not near her radio. I apparently kicked the hornet's nest and I could hear chatter on the other employees' radios. Who's that guy here to see blank? Are we being audited? He looks important. Guys, look busy. I caught glances from just about every worker nearby, and I could feel them trying to figure me out. It was at this time my girlfriend got back to her radio and heard the commotion and stepped out of her office and made eye contact with me. She wrapped up her work, and we went out to lunch finally. I asked her why there was such a ruckus. She said that I dress nicely and I'm very polite, which are characteristics of a corporate rep who comes in to fire people. That's when she also admitted to me that I sometimes have, I have asshole resting face. I guess I need to smile more.
What?
So funny. So he came in to see her. Everyone thought he was a rep.
Yeah.
He was going to fire someone.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
What they should have kept that going.
Like, yeah, he'd be like, yeah, you. Come
then
here.
He could show up and pull her out anytime.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, I would love that.
They blew it.
No.
Okay, let's talk real shit here. Where do you think she works?
Wiener Schnitzel? Well, it's Costco.
It's a freaking Costco. Oh.
It's Costco, a wholesale store with hot dogs. He basically said it.
Yeah, cool. I thought Costco too. Yeah.
It's either that or Sam's Club, I guess.
That whole time I was thinking of hot dog brands.
If I worked at Costco, I'd eat so many hot dogs. It'd be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
It would be sincerely.
It would be a problem for somebody else, not for me.
Whoa.
I'm going to have a million hot dogs and I'm going to like it.
And your system's going to be okay with it.
Did you just ask for a million hot dogs? Yeah, I did.
That is crazy. Like, what's stopping anyone from getting, like, an IRS jacket and being like...
Well, I think that's probably under the same field as impersonating an officer, which is
okay,
a crime.
Okay, copy.
It's a fun little acting exercise, though. Put a suit on, go into a store, and be looking at everybody really intensely and see what they do.
It'd be fun to wear one of those types of jackets here.
Oh.
And be like...
Well, we would know.
It's you.
It's you.
Well, you'd like let me enjoy it for a second. like the wife who lets her husband enjoy streaming. You'd give it to me for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I would be like this.
I'm an IRS agent that wears Adidas.
Yeah, my jeans are vintage, so what?
It's part of the outfit. It's what we do.
I told a story about how I when I was in high school, I lied to my dad that if you wear red to Target, you get a discount.
Oh my God.
And he believed me, and he loves a good deal. So he took me to Target, and then we get to the register, and they found out that it doesn't happen. And I was like,
that's fucking awesome. That is such a good prank. Did he get asked if he works there?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
It would be a funny video if we all wear red polos and go to a Target, and whoever gets asked if they work there the most wins.
Wins, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would win that.
All right. Comments. Bring a clipboard next time. Don't even put anything on it. Just a clipboard. Someone said, I had a job as an assistant once where I had a clipboard with space inside to keep forms that I needed quick access to. I also would keep a couple blank pieces of paper on the front and sketch when I was waiting. After a couple days, I got told that I was freaking people out because I would stand around concentrating on my clipboard and appearing to rapidly write stuff down. Someone said, people sometimes have a look like they belong there. A long time ago, I used to be a nightclub doorman. Check IDs, make sure people pay, hold the guest list, etc. Years later, I was just standing in front of a bar waiting for some friends with my arms folded, and people just started showing me their ID.
I've seen that happen.
Lastly, someone said she works at a big box wholesale store that sells $1.50 hot dogs, chicken bakes, $5 chickens, and refuses to bring back the Supreme Pizza. We may never know where she works.
Chicken bake.
Where do you think that is?
How do you guys feel about, because it's hard for me to relate to this, but surprising your significant other at work?
Honestly, I think it's really hot.
Whoa.
How?
Which is why I decided to show up to work today.
Every day. Every day. No. It's like, it's so exciting. I have this weird thing. I love a familiar face. So when I come into work every day, I'm just in a good mood. I'm like all these people that I know, or when you're somewhere and you bump into somebody, I'm always so excited to see a familiar face. So if you're at school and your dad comes in to pick you up early, I'm like, yay! Or like, and just so cute.
I'm the complete opposite. That gave me anxiety. Like, dad shouldn't be at school. I don't like surprises. And I don't like, yeah, when my mom was here for this Let's Do This episode.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't breathe. I was like, why is she here? Get her out.
I definitely get anxiety because it's like, whoa, this situation is so crazy. But I wouldn't say I hate it.
It's like, yeah, when
you're like, I'm in between.
No, I think, yeah, surprising your significant other at lunch hour is different because it's like, let's go away together, or like, hi, here's a little treat. But like, just showing up at your work, I don't like that.
Well, I think it's showing up to pick you up. I think that's super
cute.
That's cute. I also think it depends on the job. She works at Costco, which is a job where you're having customers, so you're having people come in. So it's easy for him to just come by and just, like, yeah, say hi. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, obviously, if your significant other is, like, a doctor, like, yeah, you can't just hey, I shot my foot so I can come see ya.
Or you're, like, through the surgery room and you're like,
yeah, like, don't come to just, like, hang out. Like,
yeah.
I know that, like, when I was in high school, if someone came to, like, come chat with me while I was working at the play place I worked at, I would have probably thought that was really awesome. But, like, really, we're working. But if you could, showing up to pick me up and get me out of there, that is so exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is fun.
But it makes sense, like, what you're saying, when your worlds kind of collide in a way you weren't prepared for.
Or, like, and that day happened to be a busy day, or there's something going on, and you're like, I can't
right,
multitask.
Right.
How is it ever a bad day at Costco?
That's true.
It's true. Moving on. This next story comes from Am I the Asshole? Would I be the asshole for giving my old cello to a fellow student in need and not my niece-in-law? This is a 36-year-old man. I've been learning the cello for 8 years and have been attending the same music school since starting. I started learning late in life because I grew up in a poor family that couldn't afford things like instruments and music lessons. I met Chloe while we were both waiting to go into our lessons a few years back. We speak often about stuff on the regular because our lessons have always fallen into the same time slot and we're both in the orchestra, etc. She's about 13, very polite and eager to learn, and treats her very cheap rubbish instrument that her parents got for her from an online store like gold. I know her parents, they're lovely people, it's all they can afford. I'm not shaming them, but if you know anything about instruments, you know what I mean. It's also only half size and far too small for her, but there's not a single scratch on it, and she practices every spare minute. I've recently upgraded to a performer instrument, and a trade-in on my $9,000 cello would have gotten me only $4,000 back, so I decided to keep it and sell it myself. I'm pretty well off now, but I know what it's like to be where Chloe is, so I've taken pity. I usually gift her something at Christmas, like her next grade of music book, rosin, and a gift card from the local luthier, to get a new bow and have her instrument serviced. But having not had time to list my old cello for sale or even know where to, my good deed strings got plucked at thinking that my old instrument would likely mean the world to someone like Chloe, whose parents will likely never afford a decent instrument for her. But stupid me mentioned this idea to my sister-in-law, Gail, who has a daughter, a 14-year-old girl, we'll call her Alice, and she told me that Alice wants to learn the cello and insisted that I give the instrument to her daughter instead, as it's too valuable to give to a stranger's kid. Alice is her own little dude, and we get along quite well, but she has never mentioned wanting to learn an instrument to me until she watched Wednesday, and now it's cool all of a sudden. Alice hasn't stuck with anything for long. She follows fads and jumps from one thing to another and is, for lack of a better word, spoiled. Based on her track record, handing her anything other than a student cello as her first instrument would be a waste, as I'm unable to convince myself that she would even practice, let alone reach a point that would call for this level of instrument. Where Chloe is at a point where, yes, this instrument is slightly too big for her right now, but she needs it. Call me what you'd like for this part, but I'd feel happier about giving it away to someone that needs it, like Chloe, rather than someone that just wants it but is connected to me, you know? But that has me worried that I might be seen as an a-hole on this decision. Family first? The music school is putting on Christmas carols tonight, and I intend to gift the cello to Chloe at the end, but I'm still conflicted about it.
Aww.
I don't think he's the asshole at all. I think that's totally...
No, I mean, it's his to give to whoever he wishes. It's a gift. Totally. It's not even like the aunt is like... Or the person is like, I will buy it from you, or like...
Yeah. I also... I mean, you know this about me. Like, whenever I pick up a hobby or something, I very much am like, oh, well, I'm not going to buy, like, the expensive thing right off the bat. I need to, like, earn that, or I need to, like, prove to myself that I'm committed to this. Mm. To then buy the nicer thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, well, it helps motivate me to be like, okay, like, mm-hmm. I will earn that. You know, it's like several times throughout my life, I was like, oh, I'm going to learn guitar. And I would buy, like, the cheapest guitar I could. And I'm like, okay, if I really commit to this, I'm going to buy a nice guitar. And I never committed to it long enough. So I was like, I saved that money.
Yeah. There you go. Really, yeah. Responsible. And like, yeah, this kid, Chloe, has been wanting and learning for a long time. So
yeah.
I think it's really sweet, and I think that child totally would appreciate it way more than anything.
You know it's
else.
Gonna go to good use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also when you're like something about like an older person or a better musician giving you their instrument younger musician is huge. Like I remember I was like, I always got my brother's hand-me-down guitars, and my uncle gave me one of his guitars, like, randomly once. And he was like, you do better with it. And it was, for some reason, it was like him seeing me as a musician. And that did more to me than even giving me the guitar. It was just like, wow, you see me enough to give me this. And it was huge for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I totally see that.
And a cello is a very unique instrument that I doubt many people would, like, commit to. Like, from what it sounds like with his niece, it's like she doesn't know it at all. It's very likely she wouldn't want to, like, that's an instrument you do need lessons, you need to, like, commit to.
Yeah.
So he knows it's going to go to good use with Chloe, who it sounds like he's a bit of a mentor to.
Yeah.
So it's not just some stranger. The verdict was not the asshole. Comments, not the asshole. You want that cello to be used, played, and loved, and Chloe will do that. I ended up giving my daughter's old harp to a little girl who was learning. Sure, I could have sold it, but I'd rather someone use it who wouldn't get the chance to otherwise. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole. It's yours, and you can do with it as you wish. If you're well off and a student cello is within your Christmas budget, give Alice an instrument appropriate for her.
Yes.
Your sister-in-law is the only asshole here. But next time, keep your mouth shut about these things, and you'll avoid the problem entirely. Update.
Yay!
Wow, so many comments. Thank you to everyone that took the time to help me steady my nerves on this one and point me in what I felt was the right decision from the start, but second-guessing myself. I've just gotten home from the carols. Some people mentioned asking Chloe's parents for permission to gift her the cello, and I'm glad this was mentioned because it was something that I hadn't considered, and it led to what I feel was the perfect outcome. Everyone had settled after the students had finished the show, and parents and volunteers brought cakes, etc., to share, and everyone was standing around chatting. Chloe ran off to join the line to get her bag of lollies and goodies, and it gave me a moment to approach her folks without having to mention my intention in front of Chloe before knowing how it would be received by them. I was nervous as hell, but opened up with my usual compliments on Chloe's playing. She played What Child Is This in a quartet, and it was perfect. And I made a lighthearted joke about her growing too quickly and dwarfing her cello now. Her parents laughed, but went on to mention how they've been saving to buy her a bigger one, and that they didn't want to go cheap this time like they had with her first couple of cellos, having learned a lot very quickly about quality. When they'd taken Chloe to the luthier with the intention of getting her one for Christmas, they'd been disappointed to find out that they hadn't saved enough for the quality that Chloe needed, and that they'd been devastated despite Chloe understanding and taking the revelation quite well. Aww. Figuring that a new cello was kind of something they'd worked hard on getting for Chloe, I decided to try and get them in on the idea and ask them how much they'd saved and would they be interested in buying my old one, as I had a new one now and had no need for it. I didn't notice that Chloe had approached back from the line, and she piped up with a low tone that they hadn't even saved enough for the student quality instruments, let alone mine. She has a good idea of how much instruments are worth. I stumbled on my words a little, but I went on to insist on knowing how much they'd saved, and her mother told me that they'd saved around $1,600. I told them that that sounded like a good enough offer to me and that I'd be happy to know that it was being played and cherished by someone like Chloe that would take good care of it, and I held out my hand to shake on the deal. No one answered for what I felt like an hour to me. Chloe's father finally responded and told me that they couldn't accept it, as Chloe had pointed out an instrument of equal value to mine to them while they were in the shop, and he didn't feel it was right to take it for anything but a fair value, and that they couldn't afford to do that. I'll admit that I felt a little bit annoyed by his initial good-mannered refusal, but I understood it as I was raised by similar-minded parents with the same values, but I told her parents that it was an offer that I felt that they really couldn't pass up, as it was something that felt that I felt Chloe had earned and needed desperately, and that even if they didn't accept my offer, I was going to give it to Chloe anyway, and I turned and placed the hard case in front of the shocked and dead-silent Chloe and walked away. Chloe's father approached me while we were helping pack up the entertainment hall, and he gave me a hug and thanked me, promising to drop off the money at my shop in the morning and offering to help me out if I ever needed anything. For a stubborn bloke like that to be as red and teary as he was makes me sure that I did the right thing in making him accept the cello like I did. Chloe was visibly quite emotional, but trying not to show it, but she broke down after mouthing thank you to me as everyone was leaving, and I found it extremely hard to keep my composure and could only manage a smile and a thumbs up in return. I think I'm going to be riding this high for a good while. The best thing is I can tell Gail that I sold it while without having to lie, and I can toss up the idea of using the money Chloe's dad pays me for the cello to buy a reasonable secondhand learner's instrument for Alice. Again, thank you for responses and advice.
What a guy.
I love that he went up to the parents to make sure it was okay.
Totally.
And like organically brought it up. And
Doing it through the parents is smart on so many levels.
100%. Yeah.
Just because it's like, I understand they have a great relationship and the parents know him, but like, he is a 36-year-old man, this is a 13-year-old girl. It's like, it's great to like go through the parents and be 100%. Like, hey, like, it's also helping out the parents by making it the parents feel like they're doing it a little bit.
Exactly. Better. You don't want to make them feel bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So accepting that offer, like that, like making it a deal, I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah. Couple comments. I wish I could give you Reddit gold, wholesome AF story. Someone else said, I'm late to the party, but OP, you're a legend. I'm a violinist and play in a quartet with a few coworkers these days. I know a gift like that as a young teen is an absolute miracle for a dedicated string player. Her cello will fit right, so her posture will be better. Her tone will be beautiful. I'm so excited for her to grow with her new cello and for you to get to watch.
Yeah, that's really sweet. I also like, there's almost like a magic to when you're given something that's been played a lot by somebody else. Like,
I totally believe it.
Yeah, it's like, what has
this... Well, it's broken in, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like, wow, what has this instrument, like, done so far?
Truly.
It's almost like a brand new one. It's almost like, all right, we're breaking it in. It's like pressure.
Yeah.
I have my grandma's disgusting piano, and I love it so much.
This is my grandma's piece of shit, gross
piano. It's like
piano.
Literally covered in dust, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
That's really cute.
Next story comes from True Off My Chest. My girlfriend, a 27-year-old woman, did the sweetest thing for my brother, who's 9, and now I know she's the one. My parents moved him to another school towards the end of the school year, and he had trouble making friends. He still invited his whole class to his birthday party that was on Friday, but nobody came. None of the kids. Oh. It was really heartbreaking seeing all the empty tables when he was really looking forward to it. My girlfriend of 4 years decided to call her brothers, asking them to come over. Then she took off to go pick up her nephews. They're a little older, but they were still really nice to my brother. She called up her friends with kids. It wasn't a ton of people, but it was way more than before. All thanks to her. My little brother was so happy playing in the jumper with her nephews and brothers. They were all play wrestling with him. He had such a good time. It was nice that everyone came and was being so nice to him, but I'm also just super grateful to my girlfriend because she made it happen. I was watching her that whole time going, wow, I want to marry this woman. She's the one for me. Now I'm literally browsing online for engagement rings.
Whoa. Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I need to lock it down now.
He's like, Google search engagement ring.
Yeah. Engage.
God, this really is sweet.
That's
what
very
a kind
sweet.
Heart for her to like feel compelled to do that. Like that was really sweet.
I've heard so many stories about kids having like no one show up to their birthday. No,
okay.
So sad.
Can we give them a hotline to us?
Yeah.
I would kill.
Do you think they would get our jokes?
No, but I think we'd be intimidating at a bouncy house.
I think you,
Amanda would
I
be
don't
like,
think you would.
Yay!
Remember we talked about how you if you were to be a student teacher or like a teacher for kids?
Yeah.
And you were like, okay, folks.
Yeah, me too much.
All right, I know none of your friends showed up. I know none of your friends showed up to your birthday, but we have a millennial improv troupe. The kid's like, I want to go home.
And get this, they're all wearing graphic tees.
And flannels. I know you wanted Batman here, but...
I feel like you'd be a blast.
Chance is good at those, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Chance.
Clowns?
I feel like us as a big group would be crazy. Like, if your kid couldn't... A kid didn't have any friends, and we were just like, okay, let's just be kids.
Let's be kids.
Oh!
That's so cute. That's really good. No, I think that's really sweet. And to be at a new school, I've seen it before where it's like they just kind of will hand out the invitations to everyone in the class. And then it's just like whoever comes, maybe that'll be a new friend. And
It's also crazy that like when you're a kid, even when I was a kid too, it was like who comes to your birthday party is like everything. Like why is that a thing?
I don't know. I could never go to birthday parties because they were always on Sundays. And my family was super Mormon back then. So.
Damn.
I think if I have a kid, I'm going to be like nervously making sure I get RSVPs.
Yeah.
Being like, are you coming? I just want to make sure I have bodies in the space.
Bodies in the space.
You know what I mean? Like a good party.
Let the bodies hit the space.
Let the bodies hit the space.
I have some bodies in the space.
Some comments here. Your little brother was playing with his future family. I love this. Gave me all the feels. I wish you the best life ever. Someone said, as someone who recently had his 5-year-old not have anyone show up to his birthday party and saw him get crushed, like everyone flaked out, yeah, she not just pulled off something amazing, but may have made a life-changing difference. Now, how are you going to learn what her ring size is, brother? Someone said, keep her close, like my friends told me when they met my girlfriend, now wife of 27 years. Don't fuck it up. She's a good one.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, go with me. A service in which you can, like an Uber, but for parties.
Like you're like, to the party?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you're like, I need people to come to my kid's party.
So it's kind of like how clubs, it's kind of like how clubs will pay Kim Kardashian to go to their
club. Yeah, like club promoters for kids' birthday parties.
You pay us to go to a 5-year-old's birthday party.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And we just hang out. We're just
we're literally those services where it's a van, they bring a bunch of dogs or puppies for you to play with, but it's us.
But we roll out and we just kind of tumble out and roll around. Just kind of like.
And then you get a good hour and then you're over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we eat all your cake and then we're done. That's how you get paid.
And then we all start to get in a bad mood.
Like, yeah, we start like kind of fighting.
When puppies are like, okay, this is enough.
Yeah. I love that. No, that's really, really sweet. And it is a pivotal moment because that could have been a day that
huge.
He remembers very differently.
Now it's a fond memory.
And so, and it just sounds, there's just green flags all around where she felt compelled and actually took action and that her family and her friends showed up for her.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Thus bringing him this positive memory, like, that's such a special, special thing.
That's such a good point. Sorry.
Yeah, and just bounce houses are freaking lit.
Oh, yeah, moon bounce.
Dude, come on now. A slide?
I got to be honest, though. Part of me, the idea of a moon bounce all to myself.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
I probably would have still had a blast. When I was in seventh grade, I had a moon bounce. And I love moon bounces. Do you ever try to jump up and grab the top part and try to bring down the whole thing? You know how it has, like, the pillar of the air?
Grab it down and bring down the whole thing.
And then it's, like, incredible. It's, like, ah!
Can we do a video where we get a moon bounce?
Yes! Yes! And one will definitely fit in the area out there.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you like moon bounces, you're going to like this final story.
Let's go, moon bounce story!
All right. Here's our last story. This one's an old one. This is from 13 years ago.
Whoa.
A different time.
Okay.
It's 2011.
Yeah. Why'd you end that? Stop that.
End that. This came from Ask Reddit back in 2011. And it's our last story. Any chance there's anyone out there who could help save my wedding? So, getting married in Tampa in 3 weeks, we had booked a big mansion for the wedding with the idea of having the ceremony and reception there. That way, anyone who wanted to stay over could crash on the floor or whatever. The property owner emailed me today talking about a lawsuit and a code enforcement. Long story short, his email was only 3 lines. We lost the venue. I don't know what I'm going to do about him, but for now, I am trying to find somewhere to have the ceremony. Problem is that June is a fairly popular time for weddings, so almost every venue is booked. Another issue is that since this was going to be a private residence, we have already bought about $1,500 in liquor, and most wedding places won't let you bring and serve your own. So my fiance is freaking out. Trying to calm her down has actually had an overwhelming calming effect on me. And we don't have anywhere for the ceremony and reception anymore. We can't change the date without fucking over a bunch of friends and family who have already bought plane tickets. And there is the honeymoon, too. Can't reschedule that with work. The caterers, wedding cake, DJ, and bartenders are all flexible as far as changing the venue, and so is the officiant, my brother. This is her, hopefully, only wedding, and I have an understandable desire to make everything perfect. I feel like I am failing miserably at the moment. Does anyone know of a good venue that is somewhat unique and interesting that would be available June 11th that meets the requirements above? TLDR, can I have my wedding at your house? We will clean up after ourselves. the comments were mostly listing a bunch of Florida locations they could get married at, colleges, parks, etc. What would you suggest they do in this situation?
Well, we were just talking about moon bounces.
Just get a moon bounce?
Just go to Sky High. Those, like, trampoline places.
That actually could be cool.
No, but...
You do the ceremony while you're bouncing?
Well, I guess it's tough with parks and stuff if you have alcohol and things like that.
I think I would just look for another house, right?
Yeah, like Verbo is really great for specifically if you want to. That's what we did our wedding celebration at. It's like you're able to like rent a place for a couple nights, and it's like you can have a wedding here because Airbnb is not. They don't really do that.
No, this is 2011.
True.
This is before Airbnb and everything. So at this time, this is crazy.
Yeah, because they're posting on Reddit.
Yeah, and honestly. I don't know where else you would post at that time.
2011?
You got to get out the yellow pages.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Got to pull out your pager.
Yeah.
Got to get on Neopets.
You got to get on Neopets looking for a wedding location.
Got to go to Club Penguin.
Yeah, got to get your Club Penguin.
Maybe they can have their wedding in the Club Penguin pizza parlor.
Dude.
Have it in RuneScape. Update.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Awesome. I can't even say it went okay as a joke. It was epic. We took the have it in a field idea and really ran with it. After 3 solid weeks of work, cleaning, and prepping, my wife's uncle's farm was ready for action. It is a big property, and he has horses, cows, pigs, and goats. Oh, well,
amazing.
Dude, you had this all along?
Yeah, what the hell?
We cleared out a cow pasture for parking and set up a tent by the stables. The stables were filled with his best horses. Pasifinos, for those who care.
Okay.
And one of...
It's a good horse. We have record that it's a good horse.
And one of the stalls had some week and a half old puppies that were just born.
What the fuck?
Okay. We moved the wedding from 6 to 7 and the weather was perfect. Not a cloud in the sky and the breeze started up about 30 minutes before the ceremony. Since we didn't have to drop any money on the venue, I got it all back from the rich doctor who canceled on us. We were able to have other stuff. Some of the highlights of the evening included... amazing food and a shitload of liquor, which makes everything better. A roasted pig that was killed the day prior and marinated overnight. Okay. 2 bounce houses. Holy shit, that was the best idea ever. Carrot wedding cake. A big ass fire, or big ass fire for XKCD fans, complete with s'mores. Mini petting zoo with the goats. 2 big air conditioners for the tent. More shit I am sure I am forgetting. Even without all that stuff, it would have been the best night of my life committing to someone I love so much. Mm. But it was great to be able to come through and pull off something so wonderful. Thanks again for all the help and support, Reddit. You guys are the best.
Wow.
Not just one, but 2 bouncy houses.
2 bounce houses.
Holy shit. Do you think they jumped up and grabbed the top part of it and pulled it out?
Put it down.
Pulled it down. And so does you get climb onto the top part, and then if you're light enough, it'll take you back up there, and then you fall down.
I'm dead at this.
You gotta get a bounce house.
Oh my gosh. There's like puppies and goats.
Yeah,
and
it was
horses.
Just,
like,
puppies in the bounce house.
He always, that was what, he had access to that the whole time.
A big fire that's like, relates to an online webcomic? Come on.
You got everything.
You have it
you
all.
Really got everything. And puppies.
And puppies. The comments, I'm laughing my ass off because it looked like you had way too much fun in every pic. I know how I want my wedding to be now. OP said, if there is such a thing as too much fun, then yeah, I had it. Someone else said, glad it all worked out well for you guys. Wish I'd seen the original post and could have commented. One of the best wedding receptions I've ever been to was in a field with a tent. For food, there was a massive crawfish boil. A live band played from a stage that was basically a large flat trailer. Lots of kegs were drank, mass amounts of liquor was consumed, and plenty of other party favors that you would smoke outdoors were around. Bouncy houses are genius. Lastly, someone said, having randomly attended this wedding, I can say with authority it was indeed fucking awesome.
What?
Knowing
I was,
I'm one of the puppies. Awesome. Knowing nothing about the event before, it took me a second to put the narrative together. But once I saw a car with the Reddit alien and this in the trunk, I knew it was going to be a good time. Hope you're enjoying a celebratory whiskey. Cheers. Commenter is the boyfriend of OP's wife's cousin.
Oh, funny.
Okay. Wow. Parties are out. Fields are in.
Fields are in.
Fields are in.
Guys, fields are in.
And if you ever want us to come to your wedding, we'll pile in a van. We'll go, we'll roll around, and then leave.
Yeah, we'll roll around. We don't say anything. We just roll around. If you do have a bounce house, we'll go in there.
Yeah, we'll break it down, get on top of it.
We'll try to collapse it with our bodies.
And sling it back up. Sometimes you could put like a ball in there, and then in the top, you bring the top post down, put a ball in there, let it fly up, and the ball goes wherever, and then you try and catch it.
Could you imagine? Yeah, we invited some YouTubers and they completely took out our bouncy.
I feel like you're only here for the zip line. I feel like you're only here for the moon bounce.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I am, fully.
What was your favorite story?
Wow. Okay, I personally love the girlfriend bringing her nephews and friends' kids to that boy's
party.
That
was very sweet.
And the cello one.
Oh, like, there were so many good ones. I mean, the purring really got me.
Yeah, like, it's, yeah. Oh, my God, and the little sounds, yeah.
There's good people out there.
Yeah.
There really are.
There's good vibes. They 100%. Do exist.
They may be small.
And the baby one.
So many bad vibes, but there are good vibes.
There are vibes out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you both for chilling with me.
Thanks for telling us sweet stories.
Thank you for having us. Did they ever let you out of here?
No.
Do you think, okay, so if we get a moon bounce, we'll put it in the cafeteria area, the dining area. Big, big, big guy.
Yeah.
Got to get one that has posts, like they're like beams, but it's air in them going across so that you can grab it and pull it down. And it still doesn't break it. It doesn't break it because
it doesn't break it. It doesn't break
and bendy.
It doesn't break it.
It slings back up. And maybe we get little plastic balls, throw them in there.
Fun. See, I'm thinking the slides. My family was big on the slides.
Whoa.
Let's get the whole course.
Let's get the obstacle course.
See, I never liked the obstacle course.
No, I don't.
It's over so quick. I just want to be in there, trying to break it.
I'm sorry. You guys are just fucking pussies.
thank you both for being here. Thank you for watching. Let us know what other subreddits and themes you'd like to see on this show. And spread some good vibes.
Yes.
See you later.
Bye. Bye. This is my wholesome symbol.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.